Tourist is a Russian movie for an African audience. Russian fighters from the Wagner Group are seen helping African soldiers combat armed groups shoulder to shoulder. For Russia, this is an effort to win hearts and minds in countries suffering attacks from Al-Qaeda and ISIL. For France, it's Russian propaganda. On a visit to Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, in July, the French general in charge of the counterterrorism operation Barkhane in the Sahel warned of the dangers of dealing with the Wagner group.
With the arrival of Wagner, I see three threats. The rise of mercenaries who aren't real soldiers. There is a financial interest and economic plundering, and there is a campaign of disinformation against the action of France, not just in the Sahel, but beyond its borders.
In 2018, Al Jazeera met Russian fighters from Wagner training soldiers from the Central African Republic. Valery Zakharov, the special advisor to the country's president, told me Russia was back in Africa. Since this interview, Wagner has expanded its operation in Mozambique, Sudan, the Central African Republic, and Mali. After the coup in Burkina Faso on Friday, the new leadership in Ouagadougou under Ibrahim Traoré says he wants to work with new partners, including Russia.
In Western Europe, Russia is seen by many as an adversary, its soft power seemingly eroded by its invasion of Ukraine. But in Western Africa, it's seen as a friend, an alternative to the West and France, the former colonial power, especially when it comes to security and military cooperation.
France continues to have a military presence in nearly all of its former African colonies, but this hasn't brought stability to the countries in the Sahel. The French accused the Russians of being after Burkina Faso's rich mineral resources.
There has been certain disposition taken to exploit three gold mines in Mali by Wagner, and so the state will have to pay for the services. They are plundering resources.
But in the face of defeat and military losses, armies in the Sahel, including in Burkina Faso, see in Russia a military superpower that can bring victory on the battlefield, no matter the cost or the consequences. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.